This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Isn't Adam? The number's 2-1 and R as in radio.com. There you have it. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51. Those are the big numbers for you. Well, what can we say? It's the Anthony Fauci show, right? Now, listen, weeks ago, you know, I got to tell you, it's been hair-raising, hasn't it? It has been absolutely, we've shut the economy down. We've destroyed lives and businesses. Since January, February, in that area, we just throttled it all back. Because, as Donald Trump said, two very smart people walked into my office. They said, we got to shut the economy down. We got to do this. We got to do that. Well, I did that. And it's all a lie. Well, but, you know, you have to listen. Sometimes you have to go along with the journey. And, of course, there's always Trump rope. Let's remember that. There's always Trump rope. Now, that goes back to my adage about Donald Trump always being the world's greatest rope salesman. Apparently, you know, the guy who wanted to buy the most is Anthony Fauci. In this whole deal about shutting down the economy because of some virus that no one can see. Well, you know, electron microscopes can see the virus. We get that. But something that's invisible. The unknown. The fear. Yeah. Well, it's all starting to come to fruition. And I think this week it's going to be a stellar week in terms of Donald J. Trump. Every week's a stellar week for Donald J. Trump. We know that. And, of course, now many of us are just kind of like old hands at watching Donald Trump play with these people. Because, you know, they are so outclassed. They don't know what to do with themselves. You know, when you're right and you know you're right and God is on your side. Yeah, I can say that. I can absolutely say that. It's very, very clear that the deep state, the evil state that they are, they just don't see Donald Trump coming. And, of course, we now know that if you haven't been picking up on what's going on with Anthony Fauci, he's a little man who's squirming like a little. He's squirming. He's absolutely squirming because he realizes he's at the end of his rope. He's at the end of his rope. And, of course, this week, like I said, this week there's going to be a lot of things happening. I think we'll go back up around the 15th or 16th of this week. And, oh, by the way, if you missed it, Saturday was the 50th anniversary of the launching of Apollo 13. And the 17th of this week will be the 50th anniversary of the return of Apollo 13. Now, I know that people might not understand the significance of that, but I think it's very, very significant because I think that at the end of the week, by the 17th, this whole hoax, the pandemic hoax that we've called out from day one will be over. And, you know, this is what I did. I just, you know, to me, it's so, this is something that's so incredible. I don't know why people didn't do this. You know, Anthony Fauci's been around for a long time in his position. And when they trotted him back out, I said, oh, I remember reading about him somewhere way back in the day, way long ago, because he's been around for a long time. And thinking, you know, let's just check this dude out. Let's just check him out and see what we got going on. And, of course, Anthony Fauci, very much a liberal. He's very much, he's all into and has been all into the Bill Gates thing and, you know, all the things that go on with the deep state. I think he's actually been, he's a Jeffrey Epstein kind of guy, but he's kind of short. I don't know. You know, I don't know how that the visual on that one works with Epstein Island and everything. But anyway, he's absolutely part of that group, the Obama group, all this stuff. And he played very big in, of course, this whole pandemic thing. He's got a lot of history. But, you know, just a simple little search on Google tells you just tons of things about this guy. And then, of course, we have deep researchers who come forward and they're like, wait a minute, wait till you see what's going on now, you know. So we understand that those out in the mainstream media here at Red State Talk Radio really lack the ability. And, of course, it's not that they lack the ability. They're all in on trying to overthrow this president. And, how does CNN stay afloat? It's like they've got to be augmented somehow, right? Because they just, who watches them and who believes them, right? That's the other thing. The reporting on this has been completely crazy. Anyway, so we know that Anthony Fauci has a few things to account for this week. He's had some interesting shows in the last couple of days. And, of course, Donald Trump has had some very, very interesting tweets, if you haven't been picking up on the tweet business. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, one of the things we're going to talk about is that the Stand of Defiance by New Californians going out and having their own Easter sunrise services. And, of course, many people getting together and kind of ignoring the six-foot thing. Listen, it's a scam, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely a scam. And they're trying to foist this upon us. Now, what the real thing about all this viral business is it biological warfare? And I say absolutely this is. Absolutely. Will they try and use biologicals again? Absolutely they're going to try to. These are desperate people who want to do desperate things. And, of course, who's the leader of the pack that's surfacing now for all this is Bill Gates. Vaccines, anyone? Yeah, that's where this is really kind of headed. And, of course, everybody's got a lot of fears about the vaccines and what you can and cannot do. We all understand the vaccines are a good way to commit genocide, isn't it? Yeah, I just said that. It's a very good way to plant the chemicals within, so to speak, the DNA within to cause death later on. This is something that Bill Gates has been deeply involved with, or desires to depopulate the planet, along with the plan of United Nations Agenda 21. So this is something that's very well known in most circles about Bill Gates. It's something that he just cannot really hide from. And of course, right now, it's a perfect timing for him, because he's all of a sudden popping his little head up as the richest man in the world in various circles, talking about what we can and cannot do and how we should behave and all this other good stuff. Now, this coronavirus scam has led to some very interesting constitutional questions. You know, we are guided in this country by a constitution. Believe it or not, that is absolutely true. We are guided by a constitution. And this constitution tells us that, you know, we have freedoms that most countries do not have. And a lot of people might not understand that, but ladies and gentlemen, we have these freedoms, and we do not give up these freedoms, and we should not be giving up these freedoms for anything or anybody. Yet, this country, in this condition, has been on a routine basis now for over a couple of months, giving up our constitutional rights. In the, you know, as we talk about the First Amendment, which we're going to do when we come back, I want to lay some things down for you so you understand. It's time to now stand your ground, to use a Marine Corps phrase, and adopted by New California for everybody in the nation. Stand your ground on the Constitution. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. welcome back to Agenda. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, Anthony Fauci. A couple of things going on with this guy. He's a liar. And listen, the nation has figured out he's a liar. It's kind of interesting. I was looking over some correspondence that I was getting from people with other stories and so on, and I was reading some of the comments on some of the stories, and everyone just perseverating on Anthony Fauci. And I said to myself, people are picking up on the idea this guy's terrible. This guy's a liar. He's everything that shouldn't be around Donald Trump. And of course, then that it comes down to the weeks of frustration for all of you. As I said in the opening segment, the weeks of frustration watching this guy trot out, and you know he's a liar. Right. Okay. Basic human instinct for a liar is they can't control themselves. They really can't. And it sort of explains now why Donald Trump was always trotting out Anthony Fauci. Because you want to get Anthony Fauci on record lying all the time. Yep. You want to get him on record lying all the time. So, now having said that, I'm going to read a couple. Listen, I know I might be jumping around all over. It's going to come together, though. I guarantee it, okay? Trump retweets call to fire Fauci. Okay. You know you're on the short list in the Trump administration when there's a retweet calling for your firing. Clue one. This came out yesterday. Trump retweets call to fire Fauci. President Trump retweeted a post Sunday evening that included a call to fire Anthony Fauci, the controversial member of Trump's White House coronavirus task force, who accused Trump of ignoring his advice to institute social distancing in mid-February in an interview with CNN's Morning, saying, this is Sunday morning, saying that lives could have been saved. Trump himself did not directly comment on Fauci. Fauci has served since 1984 as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease at the NIH. That's the National Institute of Health. Like I said, I'm going to read it here in a second. Then when we tell you who wrote it, that's like, wow. And but we have some knowledge. I've been kind of about the retweet and everything. I've kind of been sworn, do not say, but maybe I'll say a few things to get you there. Later Sunday video from February 29th resurfaced to Fauci on the Today Show, telling Americans, they did not need to alter their behavior for the COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus. Shocking. I told you, the guy can't help himself because he's a liar, right? And this is, I think Fauci, like all liars, they forget which lie they told to whom and how many times they said it. The sociopathic lying thing. You know, we went through this with Obama and everybody else around Obama. They can't help themselves. All they know is to lie. Here you have this guy who can take out, he can take DNA strains and talk about it for 5 hours. He can go to adenine, guanine, thymine, cytosine, and uracil to make RNA. He can do all this discussion. He can have it. He can fold it. He can do anything he wants to do to shape his own narrative. I bet none of you know what adenine, thymine, guanine. I'm not going to tell you right now. Look it up. But he can do that. Okay, he could twist anything he wants. He can take molecules and wrap them around your brain until the point you choke. I mean, that's what he can do. Okay. But here's his problem. Like all sociopathic liars, he can forget. Which lie did I tell to whom and when and how many times did I tell it? And how many lies do I have to tell to clear up the lie, to back it up, right? That's what he's been doing. And he just got caught. And don't you listen, Donald J. Trump, the man with the Trump rope, right? The man with the Trump rope. He understands liars like this. You let them talk, and you let them lie. And after a while, they sink under the weight of their own lies. And that's what's happened to Fauci. So this video that surfaced on February 29th, of Fauci on the Today Show telling Americans they did not need to alter their behavior for COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus. Listen, he wasn't even anywhere in January telling anybody. And the notion of social distancing never even crossed his mind until March. We know that. And so does Trump. Aha. Then all of a sudden, Trump strikes. A little jerk of the rope here, Mr. Fauci. A little jerk of the rope. It says, Trump wrote, sorry, fake news. It's all on tape. I banned China long before people spoke up. Thank you. At OANN, over a tweet by former GOP congressional candidate Deanna Leorin that said, Fauci is now saying that had Trump listened to the medical experts earlier, he could have saved more lives. Fauci was telling people on February 29th there was nothing to worry about. And it posed no threat to the U.S. public at large. Time to hashtag fire Fauci. That's what it says. So this is, I mean, I'm looking right at his tweet, right? And then you got Deanna Lorraine. So he retweets that. Shocking. He retweets her tweet. That's why I say a little jerk of the rope, and here comes Donald Trump. Giddy up. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay. Trump rope strikes again. See, he makes the rope for himself. I mean, we're talking about, the noose for himself, basically, Fauci. So that was yesterday. Yesterday afternoon. So when do the fireworks start, right? When do the fireworks start? I think we got a video here. I'm going to try and play that for you. Ah, here we go. Here is Mr. Fauci, the good little servant that Mr. Fauci is.
So, Dr. Fauci, it's Saturday morning in America. People are waking up right now with real concerns about this. They want to go to malls and movies, maybe the gym as well. Should we be changing our habits? And if so, how?
No, right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-by-day basis. Right now, the risk is still low, but this could change. I've said that many times, even on this program. You've got to watch out because although the risk is low now, you don't need to change anything you're doing. When you start to see community spread, this could change and force you to become much more attentive to doing things that would protect you from spread.
Okay. Now, this is my point. When he said this, and I can remember him saying this, the session about him saying this at the time. Okay, what are we going to do? He's not saying at this time to separate, is he? No, he's not. They don't have that plan in place yet. They don't have that bogus lie in place yet. You know, then the videos pop up of all the people sneezing and all that good stuff, right? This is over a virus that's not even remotely as deadly as people have said, including him. Another lie. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, when you take a look at everything that's going on with this group of folks, you find out that they're all kind of, in a sick way, related. And this is, they all kind of all hang together with the Agenda 21 crowd. Not the Agenda 21 radio crowd, but United Nations Agenda 21 and that whole plan. And, of course, that's the Nancy Pelosi plan. That's why they're all following Nancy Pelosi. Again, it was Nancy Pelosi who introduced Agenda 21 in 1992. Let's go back to that history. You just can't erase history overnight like that. So all the way up through Obama, everything. And, of course, now people are starting to figure out that this plan was actually in place for a long, long time. It was. Even Fauci had come out with a pronouncement about right at the time of his inauguration, Donald Trump's, that there's going to be some big, huge pandemic that's going to hit his presidency. Well, that's because they knew there was going to be a pandemic, the plandemic. See, this is what people are saying, right? The scamdemic. And it is. Now there's all kinds of strange stories going around. What happens if we don't do something about all this stuff, all these viruses that are floating around in the air still. I mean, come on. Listen, the joke of it. Here's the joke with all this. This is what's so amazing. The joke of this is real simple. Viruses are everywhere. They're so tiny. You know, and again, I want to give you a relative size. a virus can be, let's say, the size of a good-sized pencil. You know, get one of those big jumbo pencils. And you compare that pencil to the size of the Earth. That's the scaling, folks. That is the scaling. So take that, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, you know, your vape. That's the size scaling. They're everywhere. We walk around in a sea of viruses. Our body has an immune system that's a marvelous system that kills these viruses. It works most of the time, 100% of the time, to keep us safe. It's a very complicated system, the immune system. There's no doubt about it, but it's understandable. We can do things to mitigate these viruses by eating healthy. You know, watch where we put our hand, wash ourselves. You know, again, simple cures of washing yourself. Remember what we said at the very beginning of this when people were throwing out all these crazy numbers, which we didn't know what the crazy numbers really were. Remember that. Donald Trump was being fed numbers like we were being fed numbers that we know now is a complete lie thanks to the World Health Organization, right? They were the ones touting the lies from the get-go, giving false information. And again, we have said, which is very, very legitimate, as soon as Trump heard about this, he did the obvious. He did the absolute obvious amongst criticism. We don't want to forget that. From everybody on the other's team, you can't do that. He shut down air traffic between China and the West Coast, California primarily. And look at what happened. Look at California today. They have hardly any. By comparison, they have hardly any deaths by coronavirus. And right now, the hospitals in California stand empty. They're laying off people. Because the masses of people, remember it was Gavin Newsom, 25.5 million people will become infected. California has a population of about 39+ million people. So he said better than half of the population, well, better than half of the population is going to get the coronavirus. I mean, come on. That's just not true. And of course, a lot of people did have a very strange virus in California. That's been pretty well documented. Even my own anecdotal, I was sick. Very sick. Very sick. I survived it. I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't go to the hospital. No, I called the doctor and said, stay home. That's what they said. Stay home. If you're that sick, stay home. Sounds like a virus to me. Stay home. Okay, I stayed home. It was brutal, absolutely brutal. But it's very survivable. That's the other thing. Mortality with this, once you get it, the recovery rate is quite high, even by their own numbers, but it's quite high. So this is where we stand now. Fauci's telling lie after lie after lie, and he's being called out, and the short rope just got, well, the rope just got shorter, the Trump rope. On Fauci. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. I think this is going to be, what's the word? I think it's going to be prophetic that we're going to see Fauci first, and then you're going to probably see Burke next. I mean, you're going to see this whole cavalcade because they've all lied to the president. I don't think you can get away with lying to the president too long. I really don't. I'm absolutely amazed, though, at the resiliency of the media. This is what they have, and we need to understand this at this point in time. That's all they have is the media. They got nothing else. They got no truth. They got nothing. They've got absolutely nothing. So where do we go from here? Oh, interesting. You know, I just got a little text message that the site for, isn't that interesting? I love it when a plan comes together. A couple of the sites for Deanna Lorraine aren't working. Shocking. Weren't you shocked? Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder if her Facebook stuff is still up. We'll check that out. We got kicked off of Facebook last week for quite a several days. I don't know if people noticed that. which I thought was kind of interesting, right? Kind of interesting. So we're at, she's supposed to be the opponent, or was the opponent. I think she's didn't make the primary. Of course, it's not. It's a scam system, right? This she would have been a great candidate against Pelosi. But, you know, the whole system's gamed in California. Shocking, huh? The whole system is gamed in California. So we have these Nancy Pelosi-ites all over the place in California. It's all going to end. By the way, what's going to end also is this whole thing about mail-in ballots that they're all trying to foist upon everybody right now. Right? Right. So, anyway, getting back to Nancy Pelosi and her little folks and all the things that she's rolling out. This is going to come out of the stimulus bill. We know that. They're going to ask for more money, clearly, and then they're going to ask for ballot harvesting. They're going to ask for ballots to be mail-in ballots, mostly, because of the coronavirus. Of course, nobody wants to go out and see, get to connect the dot. They're right in the midst of this thing. We got Fauci. Well, you're not going to have Fauci for long. That's going to be another problem. And, you know, there's other things happening this week that we haven't really quite looked at, but we need to take some looks at what's going on. First of all, what's happening at the local level with all this? We've got the macro federal level. We got the state level. What's going on in your town with this whole coronavirus crackdown? When we're locking down things, locking out, locking down. So it's like we're in prison. You know, I never use the terms lock down. To lock down my school whenever we had an intruder or we had something that we wanted to make sure nobody was getting in the classrooms. We never locked kids down. That's prison terminology. What we did was we locked out. That connotes something completely different, doesn't it? We're not locking down kids. We're not a prison. We shouldn't be imprisoned in our own homes today. Although many people feel that way. Unconstitutional. When we come back, we're going to have that talk.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so the Sicilian hottie, if you will. We're looking at Ballotpedia right now from the election and what's going on here. It's interesting. This is the election that was the primary election. Now, remember, California's election system is completely fraught with fraud. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi's district is District 12, and she's San Francisco. But that's Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, you have all the old-time San Francisco things going on there, all the corruption that goes along with San Francisco. And, you know, Gavin Newsom territory, right? Remember, it was Gavin Newsom, the current governor, who got no votes, actually, to be governor from most of the state of California, yet somehow, shockingly, he wins election, right? Replete with voter fraud. Incredible voter fraud. That's just the and again, you know, we all, that Nancy Pelosi's trying to foist it down your throat. We've got to have ballot harvesting and we've got to have mail-in balloting. And the face of that's going to be, guess who? The Obamas. They're going to try and foist this. We got to have it. Well, they got to have it because they're desperate. The only way they can win elections, literally, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what they've done in California for years, is they steal them. We know this. Yet, this is where you know you have a totalitarian state government. This gets down to this local thing I'm talking about. This is when you know you have complete control by the totalitarians, is when you have no fair elections anymore, period, end of subject. Now, I do have to say there was some glimmer of hope in the last primary in California, because there's been so much intense scrutiny, so much attention being given to the election itself, that they had to play it straight this year. They knew the feds were watching. They know, I'm sorry, they knew that Trump was watching. Don't you hate it when this happens? They knew Trump rope was there. So they had to kind of play it straight. So they lost the election. Well, they lost, in other words, in the primary, in many cases. And the reason why they did that is they want to show they're straight. There was no real ballot harvesting going on. No, those cards with the trunkfuls of pre-marked ballots for various initiatives or candidates or whatever, like they did in Orange County, all that kind of went away this time. I wonder why. Because they knew they were being watched. Judicial Watch, Linda Payne and her group, Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch, Linda Payne with Election Integrity, they were watching. Everybody else is what we were watching. We were watching with a microscope. This time we were using the electron microscope, not the election microscope, the electron microscope. We wanted details. We wanted to see things so small it's like a virus, if you know what I mean. So the couple of big things that they lost in the election is they lost all the ballot initiatives for money. In other words, the people of California voted all that down. See, but this is my point. it has taken such national scrutiny in California at their primary level to get, quote, a fair shake. Right. Because it's been all they've been in charge for so many years of this fraudulent, scammed system. So here's Deanna Lorraine. She's the Sicilian hottie, right? So in Nancy Pelosi's district, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people running. Shocking that you would have 6 people running in the primary. Remember, the top 2 get in California's system now. That was voted in 2. They had to scam the system to get the Republicans out, which they did. So now, listen to this. So this is the top 2, District 12. You got Nancy Pelosi and Shahad Buddha. Or is it Butler? Buddha. Butler, I guess. That's a weird way to spell Butler. Butlar. Butlar. Budar. Anyway, he got the top 2. And they're both Democrats. Shocking. Shocking. Both Democrats in the primary. No Republican. Because, see, that's what top 2 does. It eliminates the party system. Get it? And in California, you don't need no stinking party. No, dictators do not need party systems. They don't need a Republican form of government. That unique thing that was created by the United States of America in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Shocking, right? That's the way you eliminate it. And, of course, the other way you eliminate it is you don't have representation in one of the houses of the legislature, such as a Senate seat does not represent a county anymore. That's another shocker. Reynolds versus Sims. So you see how they've changed the entire landscape of representation and the voting system here out here in California. And, of course, the nation already has Reynolds versus Sims. All we need to do now on their end is just bring in the California election fraud system, scam everybody, and, yes, we own the country. That's what they're trying to do right now. Not working too well because somebody stands in the way. Donald Trump. So Nancy Pelosi wins 74% of the votes. Listen to this. She hits 190,000 votes. This is what keeps this woman in power. A small part of the country called San Francisco, which is the 12th district, keeps her in power with 190,000 votes. 190,000 votes keep. You talk about manipulation of an entire country. Based upon those 190,000 people. That's what they say here. I'm surprised it was a complete wipeout. Where did Deanna Lorraine finish? She got 4,600 votes. Well, they gave her a token. The other girl, Agatha Bacalera, got 3,889. Shocking. Wonderful. So the next opponent, that this Shahid got 33,340. But her 190,000 is going to keep her in power. And clearly, you know, in the general election coming up in November, Nancy will win, right? We'll see if she's even there. Do I know something? I know nothing. I know nothing. We'll be back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
California native emerges as a candidate taking on longtime Congresswoman and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Who would have the nerve for this David and Goliath battle? She's Republican Deanna Lorraine.
Her name is Deanna Lorraine. She's running against Nancy Pelosi in her liberal San Francisco district. It's the 12th district. She is an outspoken political and culture warrior.
I want to make sure the rest of America does not turn into the worst parts of San Francisco.
She is a 32-year veteran of do-nothing Democrats. Meanwhile, there are real veterans who have fought for our freedoms that are suffering on the streets that she ignores.
We will not be a socialist country, and we will never be a shit.
She wants to turn the rest of the country into San Francisco, and we as patriots cannot allow that. We need to fight for the America that we know and that we love.
Nancy Pelosi is the embodiment of cultural rot in America. And I believe that San Francisco is the epicenter of cultural rot in America. And I wanted to take the issues that I have with her, I wanted to take the fight for our nation's soul and our nation's families directly to the front line.
It's very convenient that she's out there wasting so much time on this witch hunt on Russia hoax number two, right? When she's not even looking at the problems in her own district, in her country, like the homeless issue. It's very convenient that she's pointing the finger of the problems of America at the NRA, right, or guns. Mm-hmm. But again, she's ignoring the actual problems that real Americans are dealing with. This is the problem with her and the Democrats, and this is why I'm so outraged, is they're spending way more time on focusing on political correctness, focusing on identity politics, focusing on giving free health care to illegal immigrants.
Well, we'll hear more from Deanna Lorraine. Yeah, I mean, says all the right things, doesn't she? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.